Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tanya and Mesa holding patiently on the line right now with a staycation set up. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, girl.
Hi.
So, Tanya, what's going on with the relationship with you and is it your boyfriend, Will?
Yeah, I think he's cheating on me with his neighbor that lives a floor above him.
So why do you think that? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not that familiar with my neighbors. I don't really know that many people that are.
Oh, well, he's familiar with her, and I know that because we were a new couple.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with the whole friends with benefits situation before we got serious. And, you know, while we were casual, Will did admit to me that he was fooling around with the girl above him, the neighbor a floor above him.
It always gets messy.
Don't ever admit to that stuff.
Yeah, they have history. So that's already, like, unsettling. And then now I'm, like, pretty convinced because I showed up to his place the other day. We were supposed to hang out. I got there earlier than planned, and I saw her. Her name is Allie, which is such a bitch name anyway.
Oh, wow.
She was leaving his place to go back to hers, and what's even worse is that when I walked in, he was in the shower.
Oh, he's washing off the evidence.
Yes, exactly.
Right, and I confronted him, but said that Allie was just stopping by to borrow some sugar. Like, what is this, the 1950s? Like,
yeah.
Give me some sugar, yeah.
And that's a horrible, horrible innuendo, too. I don't even know if anyone borrows anything from their neighbors like that
especially
anymore.
Especially sugar.
Borrow that tikka masala if he caught it.
Okay. Yeah. He's definitely still sleeping with her, and I need to figure out.
Did you confront him?
Yeah. He said that she was stopping by to get some sugar. That's what his excuse was.
Did you take a whiff test? Did you smell the air in his apartment? You know, obviously, when you walk in a room.
I mean,
he probably sprayed if he took a shower.
It definitely felt like a weird vibe, like a weird, you know, like a woman. I'm like 96% sure he's lying to me. So.
Are you hotter than Allie?
Oh, my God.
Well, that shouldn't matter, but yeah.
That means you're not. Okay.
Joey!
Well, it's convenient if you have a booty call that's a neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Be right over me and they'll be right over.
And you don't need to have a booty call neighbor if you have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're serious now. We're in an established relationship.
How long you been together?
I mean, only a few months. We made it clear that we're exclusive. It
just sounds like Thomas Rhodes situation.
Oh, does it? Okay. Because
yes.
I'm pretty sure this could happen anywhere. And I'm so sorry, Tanya. You don't need to know anything about this.
Duplex off Thomas Road. This might happen.
Stop it.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, Tanya. I mean, obviously, this is suspect. You see his neighbor walking out. He admitted that they both used to date at a certain point. So what we're going to do is going to call your boyfriend, Will, offer him a free romantic staycation, and then ask him the question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Tanya. If not, he has some explaining to do. Is it any less of a heartache and heartbreak that he says another girl's name or specifically Allie's?
No. Like, he shouldn't say anyone's name but me.
Right. That's right, girl.
The grass is never greener on the other side.
The grass is greener where you water it.
Ooh!
Dropping gems.
Oh!
You know, Were we watering?
He was watering something.
Oh, my God. Okay, Tanya. I'm going to apologize in advance.
Let's get down to the top and bottom of this. Find out what the hell. Let me look here.
What is this?
Will is not a cheater's name, so I don't know why this guy would be on the naughty list. Well, you know what? Let's just call him up and figure this all out with you. Okay, Tanya?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got that staycation set up. Sup next, your morning mess. Okay, we're back with this staycation set up. We spoke to Tanya. Now, I don't know if we would advise people to date your neighbor or have a booty call with a neighbor. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to pass judgment. But if you're in a relationship, you probably shouldn't date your neighbor anymore that's not your boyfriend or girlfriend, right?
Right. Or you should move after you become into a new relationship. Like, we can't live and stay here.
But what about if you're under rent control? Then, you know what I'm saying?
Or let's talk to Tanya right now, because Tanya, girl, this is kind of your situation with your boyfriend, Will, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she left his apartment, and they have history before we were exclusive, and then he was in the shower. And then when I confronted him, he said that she came over to borrow sugar.
who knows? Maybe he did have some sugar that, you know, she needed for baking cookies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure she needed something, but it should have been given to me. So we'll see what happens when you call him.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, let's call Will up.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Will?
Speaking.
Hi, Will. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free...
I can't. Sorry.
Well, hold on one second for me, sir. I mean, this is an amazing winning that you've just received. I mean, it's the grand prize here as we're putting you up at our...
I don't even have a credit card.
We were actually just looking for a review of your experience in return for the stay, and that's something that we can go over later, but...
My email, too. I gotta give you my email and all that stuff.
We would be going over that later on, but I do want to assure you that this is completely free, and we're not asking for you to sign up for a newsletter or anything like that. Just a simple review of your experience, an honest one, and we'd be happy to give you this day.
And I don't have to give you anything, you guys? Just write a review?
Well, you'll be doing the review, but outside of that, that's all that we need. I actually have just a couple questions on our reservation paperwork that we need to get answered, and then after that, you'll be set to go.
All right.
Okay, let's go ahead and do this. So your name and number matches up perfectly. My first question for you, Will, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, this is something that they'll be receiving as they enter their romantic weekend stay here. I have some generic messages that I can use, or if you have something specific, I can jot that down.
Okay. Thinking about you.
And then my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I will take your guest name when you're ready, sir.
Allie.
I knew she wasn't just borrowing sugar, you f***ing moron.
Oh.
Who even does that?
Will.
Wait, was that?
Will, we gotta let you know you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess. You're on Live 101.5 right now.
Yeah.
That's Tanya, your girlfriend's on the line.
I set this whole fake shit up to prove you were cheating. I knew you were still f***ing around with her.
So you set this up?
Yeah, because you f***ing set me up. By being
I
in
set
what
you
was
up.
Supposed to be a serious relationship, and you
pause. You forced me into a relationship.
How did I keep things casual? You into a relationship? How?
By
putting
an ultimatum on me.
I didn't put an ultimatum on you. We had a discussion about being an exclusive. That was
you kind of implied. You kind of implied, like, hey, I want to be in a serious relationship.
That's just showing you my feelings on my side of it. I gave you the opportunity to make a choice.
Yeah, but you brought it up for a reason. You're right.
So who's Allie, Will? Who's Allie?
Allie's my upstairs neighbor, but that's besides the point.
I don't think
it's not
it
is. Because I'm your girlfriend. So it's not besides the point how much sugar you get on the regular upstairs.
Oh my
but
God.
I confront you.
You're just trying to make yourself look like the hero when you force this.
Well, here's the thing, Will. No, what I'm hearing from you right now, if I could actually get a word in here for a second, because you've been making a fool out of yourself for the past minute or so.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You had an honest conversation with who's supposed to be now your girlfriend about being exclusive, and she said something to you about wanting to be committed in a relationship. I don't know how that's forcing you to be in that, but if you felt that way, all you had to do is be honest and say, no, I want to keep it casual.
Thank you.
Well, we never really talked about it. You kind of, like, pushed it in a way by, like, oh, we're in a serious relationship. Oh, yeah.
You're kind of like an asshole who's embarrassed on the radio right now, and also you're forgetting to mention that you lied to me about how this little came down to borrow sugar from you. So you're just caught, and you're being a and that's great, because now I see your true colors, and you're an asshole. Bye. Don't care about it anymore, but glad I'm right. That's all.
Whoa.
She hung up.
Hello?
I mean, you know what?
You know what they say.
What do they say?
What do they say, Joe?
Sometimes in life, when you risk it to get the neighbor's best guy.
You know what, Fel? I'm going to let you deal with this. I'm going to try
and say
no, but maybe they want to work it out. I know she hung up, but...
And I have counseling services. I'm going to call her back up and see if I can offer those to her, but you can deal with him and his biscuits or whatever.
Wow. You ain't going to try to help Will?
Not
holiday
even.
Biscuits.
But well, you know what they say.
We know. We know.
Well, there's a Will, there's a gay. So listen, Will, I'm going to connect you with a niece.
Oh, my God. I'm going home.
Will?
I'm good. Today, I'm taking off early.
Will?
Goodbye.
Will, you there?
I think he hung up, too.
He hung up, too.
I wish I could!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.